Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Steve at 10 in the morning here, 7:47 on a Friday morning. Three big things. Kansas Senate President Susan Weigel bows out of the race for U.S. Senate, citing personal and political trials. Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsay says the video of George Floyd's death is horrifying and disturbing. Protesting in several cities over the death of Floyd while in police custody in Minneapolis. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic conditions today looking very, very good out there. And the traffic volumes, not particularly heavy. I am seeing some heavy traffic volume in the road construction, and that's K-96, I-235, and Meridian, that area up there, where we've got some lane restrictions. Seeing a lot of heavy traffic in that right now. Otherwise, things looking pretty good on the Wichita roadways. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 79 degrees. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 58. Saturday sunny. Tomorrow's high 81 degrees. Now partly cloudy. North wind at 6 miles per hour and 60 degrees. Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. You can also listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. 7:48 now, and the Minnesota State Patrol arrested a CNN television crew as they reported on violent protests in Minneapolis following the death of George Floyd, the handcuffed man who pleaded for air as his police officer kneeled on the back of his neck. Atlanta-based CNN said the crew, which included CNN reporter Omar Jimenez, was later released Friday morning. While live on air, Jimenez was handcuffed and led away. A producer and a photojournalist for CNN also led away in handcuffs. CNN called it a clear violation of the First Amendment rights, which it absolutely is. The Minnesota State Patrol says the journalists were among four people arrested as troopers were clearing the streets and restoring order. Apparently, they didn't move fast enough to get out of the way. So while the buildings are burning all around them and the people are running in and out of Target stores, they arrest the TV crew. Yeah, that was kind of the low-hanging fruit there.
A little bit.
Yeah, well, this happens during protests. It does, time to time. The people who are reporting are said to be getting away. They don't listen to what they're supposed to do, I guess. 7:49, Steve and Ted. Hey, Steve and Ted, poll question today.
Yes.
On our webpage, if a vaccine for COVID-19 is developed, would you get it?
Okay.
Ted, you haven't seen the results.
I have not.
Yes or no? Who would be the most?
I'll bet it's running 2/3 no.
Pretty close. Yes, I would get it if it was developed. 18%.
Ooh, it's running 4-1 no.
No, 82%. So apparently people are not excited about the vaccine. Remember, they probably want to see if anybody dies of it before they take it. That's on our webpage, knssradio.com. The Steve and Ted poll question. After 2 days of gains, stocks turned downward Thursday.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average took a 300-point U-turn in the final moments of trading on Thursday on word that President Trump was holding a news conference on China on Friday. The Dow fell for the first time in 3 days, losing 147 points. The Nasdaq lost 43, and the S&P 500 gave up 6 points. Initially, investors had overlooked another 2.1 million Americans filing for unemployment benefits last week, bringing the coronavirus lockdown total to nearly 41 million. In New York, I'm Lauren Simonetti, Fox News.
Survey last month by the Campgrounds of America found that COVID-19 crisis had created a lot of new campers. New retail data backs that up. In the 2 weeks ending May 2nd, sales for camping basics, including tents, jumped 30%.
Yeah, you should have bought that stock in Coleman
according
a month
to
ago.
The retail tracker NPD Group. Hammock sales soared 103%.
Yeah, Gilligan's Island.
Camp sets, 119%. Campfire equipment, 42%. Grills, 74%. Sales of travel books, roadmaps, and atlases are also soaring, as are sales of RV equipment. So there you go. At least if you're going to go camping, this is a good time to go, I guess. 7:51 now, Steve and Ted, make it 7:52. Business leadership during these tough times. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal, our headline, Small Business, Big Mission. The Wichita Business Journal set out to tell the stories of people who lead five Wichita area businesses. Our goal is to show how they've dealt with the challenges of the pandemic, the choices they've had to make, and the impact the situation has had on their lives. Our stories are part of a bigger effort. Each of our sister publications across the country is focusing on a handful of business leaders to tell their stories of their experiences, nearly 250 in all. The five leaders and their companies that the Wichita Business Journal is profiling, Brad Elliott and Equity Bank, Timory and Patrick Shibley at Doodah Diner, Adam Hartke at The Wave, Terry Karst at 3P Processing, and Matt Fouts at Tanganyika Wildlife Park. Their stories and nearly 250 others from around the country offered on our Small Business Big Mission section at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. Also this week, a special section on women who lead in financial services. The WBJ profiles 23 Wichita area women who are leaders. The list of women featured include Kim Gaddis of UMB, Karen Calloway at Meritrust, Cheryl Kastner of Intrust Bank, and Carolyn Hobble of Merrill Lynch. My guest this week on the Biz Talk with Bill Roy podcast, Governor Laura Kelly. She'll be with me. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
I tell you, a little surprise last night. I was socializing with some friends, and one of my friends, who is a pretty staunch Republican and a conservative, said, you know, he didn't have any problem with the way the governor's handled all this. I know that it's politically, a lot of people, oh, yeah, he did it wrong and all this and that. But like I said, this person who is pretty much conservative Republicans, I don't have any problem with the way she handled it so far. So.
Yeah, I think governors and a lot of people were talking about this. They didn't envy the responsibility decisions that governors had to make in closing down at least parts of the economy and schools and things
right.
like that. So,
well, that's
even President Trump praised. Praise Governor Kelly, too.
Right. A lot of responsibility. Not unlike, my responsibility is that somebody forgot to make coffee over there while I go in our galley section. I'm going to have to go back in there and make some. That's a big decision. That's a way.
These are big life-changing decisions, that's for sure,
yeah.
Man.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Check with you next hour, 7:55 now. Steve and Ted coming up in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on KNSS. We have the latest on violent protests over the death of George Floyd there in Minneapolis. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
Yeah, minor league baseball is in a pretty bad place right now. So we'll touch on that coming up in sports.
And you've got entertainment on the way. Entertainment news.
Heading into the weekend, we'll get you your entertainment news. Great segment coming up at 8:35 this morning.
All right. Traffic and weekend weather on the way in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted. Keep it right here, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.